went swimming while one of them couldn't swim and got in too deep of water. And they just declared that old Spot went in there and drug the child out, brought him out to the bank.
Really?
They had about five of them, and they had one. Said that old Spot saved their life. But he had sense. We had just gone to bed. It was cool weather. And the bedroom door in this bedroom, front bedroom, opens out onto the front porch, same as this door does.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't anyone here but the wife and myself. And I knew there wasn't any of the children coming in. And everyone knew where the living room door was and where the bedroom door was. And the only time Mr. Curdall ever came in the house was if the children started shooting firecrackers anywhere in the neighborhood, while he'd come in, open the front screen himself, come in and lay down on the porch. He'd never come in the house. Or if it started thundering and lightning, why, he'd open the screen door, come in on the porch, and lay down. And when it was over with, well, he'd go back out. And this particular night, while we had gone to bed, and had dozed off, and I heard the front screen door open. And at the same time I heard the front screen door open and the door ease let it to, why, something hit my bedroom door instead of the living room door. Well, I knew that something was wrong because nobody ever came to the bedroom door.
Yeah.
And I was up out of the bed and already had a 30-30 in my hand coming out of the rack with it that I knew was loaded to capacity.
Yeah.
When I heard him hit the other living room door.
Yeah.
And I put the gun back up if I knew what it was. I heard him whine when he hit the living room door. He whined one time. And I opened this door here, and when I opened this door and opened the front living room door, why, the dog came in at the door and just made a right-hand turn, and the TV was sitting catty-corner in the corner.
Yeah.
And the dog just sprayed blood as he went on the wall and that curtain and run over and lay down behind the TV. And I just reached and got him by the collar and carried him outside and latched the screen to where he couldn't open the door. And I went in the bathroom in the medicine cabinet and got a box of powdered alum and went back out and rubbed the powdered alum on his ear. He'd been in a dog fight, what had happened. And he was bleeding to death. And he had sense enough to know where I slept. And that's the reason he hit that bedroom door. He was a smart dog, as smart as they ever can.
Hmm. Now, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or another person, what would you say?
Usually, get him.
Yeah? Okay.
Catch him.
Okay. But, I know what you mean, because some dogs, they'll shoot, you know, they can take, they're maybe a mixed breed of dog, but they get good qualities from both the dogs that, you know, they were sired of or whatever. And, I've had old hound dogs that were good dogs, too. If someone came to visit you and you're not there, your wife might come out and say, no, he's not here. He's not what?
He's not around.
Okay, he's not. Speaking of being, if you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say, no, he's not.
He's not at home.
He's not at home, okay. All right. Now, you were talking about coffee yesterday. How do folks like their coffee? Some folks.
Most people in this area likes it strong.
Yeah. Well, you might say they like it what? With or without?
Sugar. Some want it with sugar. Some with sugar and cream. Some with plain, without either one.
Without your plain, you might say what? Folks have a word for that? You know?
Black. Want it black. Or straight.
Straight? Okay, all right. Barefooted, did you ever hear that? Naked? Or?